One of the big advantages that candidate Spanberger had is the Trump presidency. This was very much a repudiation of the Trump policies and their painful impact on Virginia. Remember, when you think about Virginia, an awful lot of votes are cast in Northern Virginia, and a lot of those people are connected to the federal government. And the people who lost their jobs, people who are now out of work because of the federal government shutdown, the contractors who didn't get paid, all these people were not in a mood to favor a Republican candidate.
Any surprise that President Trump did not get more involved in this race, literally not even mentioning Winsome Earl Sears' name during the campaign?
Well, President Trump is always very focused on whether or not a candidate is winning or not. And if the candidate isn't winning, there is an effort to stay as far away as possible. And so what you saw was a real lack of confidence in the Trump administration about her prospects. And that was a discouraging thing for donors. It also, I think, kept the campaign from really taking advantage of the financial advantage that Republicans usually have in politics.
Yeah, Stephen, it was true that President Trump has never actually said Winsome Earl Sears' name in public. He has literally only called her the Republican candidate in Virginia, and he has thrown his full support behind Republican Jason Mayorkas in the race for attorney general. He has done very little for Winsome Earl Sears throughout the process. And maybe part of it is because Winsome Earl Sears had a chilly relationship with President Trump before he launched his campaign for the second time for his second term in the White House. Winsome Earl Sears went on TV and said she doesn't think that he should run. She called him a liability for the Republican Party. Perhaps he remembered that.
Well, absolutely. The president has a long memory for the people that offended him. Winsome Earl Sears suggested after January 6th that that the Republican Party would be wise to move on from the president. That was something that she recanted pretty quickly. But the president doesn't forget those slights. And that was yet another reason, I think, that the Trump political juggernaut had little interest in helping Earl Sears, whether it was money, appearances, or even mentioning her name.